Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in the Word Radio, Truth in God's Word Radio. It's March 15th. It's Tuesday, March 15th, 2016, 7:30 a.m. on the East Coast of the United States. Broadcasting to you from North Central West Virginia. Our text today, our subject today, would be, "He would that none would be lost, not the plan of God that any should perish." From the beginning of time, we see that man has needed a Savior. We are all products of the fall, of that which happened eons ago in the Garden of Eden when Eve made a bad choice, Adam made a bad choice, and they committed high treason against God, and man fell, giving the powers of darkness through their leader, Satan, to harass, I guess for lack of a better term, to harass mankind because of his hatred towards God. The Bible says from the beginning he was a murderer, he was a liar, he was a killer, he was lifted up to the pride of his heart. He declared that he would exalt himself above the Most High. The Bible declares that Jesus was crucified from the foundation of the world, that God's plan was to redeem mankind. The Bible says, "Whosoever will," the Bible declares, "whosoever will, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free." So our text today, we've taken from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2. He says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, "I exhort thee therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men." All men. I do not believe that the salvation of God and the plan of salvation is an elitist program. I believe it's the universal call. "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free." The Bible declares that God is a just, righteous God. Isaiah said, "I saw him high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple." Yes, he's God by himself, and what he says will come to pass, and what he says will happen. He's omnipotent and omnipresent. He's all-knowing and he's all-present. He's God, all by himself. But the Bible declares in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If ever there was a day and an age that mankind needed hope, in this hour of darkness. See, the Bible declares the closer we come to the coming of the Lord and the revelation of the man of sin, that gross darkness shall fill the earth. We are living in very dark times. And the only thing that displaces darkness is light. And the only light that there is, and listen to me, the only light that there is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, "I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life, and no man comes unto the Father except it be through me." So Matthew 24:12 says, "There's coming a day which is here, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Now, iniquity means lawlessness, having no moral compass, so to speak, where the morals of man are thrown out the door because they refuse to come close to an almighty God that can deliver them, save them, and set them free. They choose to be independent of God. The Bible says because they refuse to retain him in their knowledge. The Bible says he shall send them strong delusion. So we make a choice every day of our life. Paul says, I die daily. Who we give ourselves to, whether we like it or whether we don't, we are pawns in the bigger scheme of things. We are in the middle of a cosmic warfare. The Bible declares in Ephesians 6 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and wickedness in high places. We are there. The battle is on. Wake up to the battle. Wake up and realize that you're the only hope that you have, the only thing that secures your destination, is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and giving yourself totally unto him. The Bible declares, as a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable for God, which is your reasonable service. So he says to make supplications and prayers and intercessions made for all men, just not a few chosen ones. Yes, we're chosen. Yes. We cannot deny the doctrines of predestination and divine election. No, it's there. It's there. Especially when we talk about Abraham, when God called him out of a land of idolatry and set him. But the Bible declares that Jesus died for all men. The Bible declares in Hebrews 7:25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God, by whom seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Here we see a choice. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that choose to come unto God, that make a choice to come unto God. I just don't believe that God set up a lottery system whereby a few are chosen. In Isaiah 53:12, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for transgressors. 1 Timothy 2:2 says, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life unto all godlessness and honesty. This is where we need to pray for our leaders, that God would visit them in the night and shake them, that they would get a revelation of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we are in an election year, and many men declare to be the hope of this nation. But I'm declaring to you today that I believe the only hope for this nation is Jesus Christ, that a revival hits this land and sweeps this land. We have lost our way. We have lost our way. And I've heard it said that the cold, dead hands of a nation lies at the threshold of the church. Our unwillingness to preach the truth, our inclination to please man rather than God. We just spoke the other day. God says, it's better that you fear God than to fear man. Fear God, who can destroy both body and soul, don't fear man that can just destroy the body. Amen. So we need to pray for our leaders, pray for our nation, pray for the world. Things are going to happen the way God wrote them down. But I believe that the restrainer is the church of the living God, which Jesus purchased with his own blood. In 1 Timothy 2:3, 4, this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. It's God's will that all men be saved, from what I read in his word. Bible declares he's not a respecter of persons. I'm going to say this scripture again. Whosoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free. In Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men. If God was to just to choose a certain people, which he did choose the Jewish nation, but the Bible declares he also branched out to the Gentiles. Peter was the apostle to the circumcision. Paul was the apostle to the uncircumcision. Received the Macedonian call, which said, come over and help us. We are in dire need of help. Bible declares that he is a present help in the time of trouble. So for the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men. Ezekiel 18:23 says, have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? This is God asking the question. The prophet. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he would return from his ways and live? The Bible declares that the enemy, that Satan and his hordes, have come to destroy, to maim, and to kill. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life, and you might have more abundant life. The Bible declares when he's walking with his disciples that he said, I must go by the way of Samaria. And he went over to a Samaritan woman and met her at the well. And a class of people that was rejected by the Jews at that time, who the Jews for the most part called dogs. But yet Jesus took time to go visit the ones that were not in the clique. So he's salvation for every man that shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free. Ezekiel 18:32, for I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore turn yourselves and live ye. He said, I place before you life and death. Choose you life. He said, if you'll listen to me, you shall eat the good of the land. God's not mocked that whatsoever a man sows, so shall he also reap. Yes, we are creatures of choice. Paul said, I die daily. We make a conscious decision to follow Jesus. We make a choice. This thing of no matter what I do, I'm saved. Damnable heresies. John 3:17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. For God sent not his Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The Bible says that he was declared Emmanuel, which means God's with us. The song says, and there's a fountain of blood that flows from Emmanuel's veins. That is our salvation. That is our strength. That is our hope. Be careful that you destroy men's hope. Bible tells me if you offend one of the little ones, it's better for a millstone to be hung around your neck. God has never set man up to choose. God is God. God is judge. Man will never be judged. Take heed that when you judge another, that you be judged with the same judgment. God sent not his Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That follows John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 Timothy 4:10. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, and you must believe that he is. The battle for our faith. Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He's not slack concerning his promise. Let every man be a liar, but let God be the truth. But in long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and that's the man Christ Jesus. Now, why would he specify the man Christ Jesus? Because God condescended to earth and became flesh. This is God's only begotten Son. In order to bear the sins of man, he had to become a man. He was the perfect man. He was the second Adam. Through the first Adam, all died, but through the second Adam, all shall live and have everlasting life. The first Adam was born a living soul, but the second Adam was born a quickening spirit. And he was not created. He was the creator in flesh. He told the Pharisees, before Abraham was, I am. Hebrews 8:6, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, that which established upon better promises. We live under the New Testament, which is the last will and testament of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in order for the will to be probated, a testator must die. In order for a seed to grow, a seed must die or germinate. So we live under better promises than those even of the Old Testament. The Bible says that Abraham looked for this day. Jesus said, Abraham looked for my day and believed it would come and died believing it would come. He died in the faith. 1 Timothy 2:6, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Paul told Timothy, Jesus Christ gave himself a ransom for all men. All mankind are candidates for the salvation of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Matthew 20:28 says, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Galatians 1:4, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God our Father. It's God's will that none would perish. The Bible declares that hell was not created for mankind, but for the devil and Satan and his angels. He said, I come that you might have life, and you might have more abundant life. Go with that hope today. He doesn't turn people away. He says in the Old Testament, God said, that my arm is not shortened, and neither is my ear cauliflower, that I will not hear the cries of the people. We need him today. He is our salvation. He is, listen to me, the only way. He's not one of many. He's the only way today. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he says, if we, as his people, as the church, my people call by my name, will humble themselves, if we will lift him up as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, he said, I will draw all men unto me. Yes, there has to be a drawing. The Bible says, how can they hear unless there's a preacher sent. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But it is a diabolical plan of the enemy to destroy your hope that you went too far, that you can't be saved, that there are just a few that's going to be saved. You might be one, you might not be one. The Bible doesn't declare that. You know, I've heard a lot of great preachers preach, and they preach timelines, and they preach application. Who is the Spirit talking to at that particular time? What's the application? The Bible says in Hebrews 1, at sundry times, that God spoke through the prophets, through the men of old. But now he speaks through his Son, Jesus Christ. I said, I hope I say this right, that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. That from the beginning, let us make man. He told Satan, I shall put enmity between you and the seed of woman, and shall crush your head. Women don't have seeds. The Bible declares that Mary was overshadowed by the Holy Ghost, and Jesus was born of a virgin. Plan of God. The perfect Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. But John said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away my sin and your sin. All sins past, all sins present, and all sins future. It doesn't mean we don't confess them. We don't ask forgiveness. But the Bible declares that sin shall not have dominion over you, Paul wrote. That the law of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. It's his strength today. It's his power. Lift up your head. Lift up your head. Your salvation draws nigh. And he will deliver whosoever shall call on his name. The Bible says the only spirit he receives is a humble and a contrite and a broken spirit. Not a haughty spirit. Pride goes before a fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction. He says, humble yourself before God, and in due time you shall be exalted. Salvation, the Bible declares, has come unto every man. And what we do with it is up to us. Yes, we're creatures of choice. He'll never override your free will to choose. But if you choose, then it's yours. Seek him while he may be found, the Bible declares. Knock and shall be opened, ask and shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Jeremiah 29:11 and 12 and onward. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Listen. And ye shall seek me and find me when you search with me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I've driven you, saith the Lord. I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Now, this is the Lord speaking through the prophet Jeremiah. He was declaring what was going to happen after the 70-year captivity. But it applies for us today. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Psalmist David said, who are we that God is mindful of us? Thoughts of peace, not of evil. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. To give you an expected end, a favorable end that only comes through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you don't know him today, Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Call on today. Ask him into your heart and into your life. He has a plan. He has a plan. There's no circumstance too big that he'll not help you and me with. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you even to the end of the age. Chastised for peace of mind, by his stripes we are healed. We thank you today, Lord, for your presence, for your power. We thank you today that you said your word will not come back void, but it'll do that which you sent it to do. We ask you today, Lord, to touch somebody and heal somebody and deliver somebody, Lord, and just encourage somebody today. Just lift them up, Father. Lift up their head. Lift up their head. In an age when evil's abounding, Lord, you said iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, Lord. We're there. You said perilous time. Lord, we are there. And we need you, God. Help us to lay aside every weight, God. Help us to not give place to the devil. Help us to sever everything that would separate us from you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. The Bible says, when you see these things come to pass, look up, because your redemption draws nigh. Go with God today. Call on him today and trust him. There's hope today. There's hope. I know the world's not portraying a lot of it. But we're not of this world. The Bible says we have no continuing city. We're looking for a city whose builder and foundation and maker was God. Be encouraged today in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall inherit the earth.